Mark Riley for you lot, alongside Swans live in session tonight. So, Michael, I read an interview with you before, and there was one part of it that made me laugh out loud. So the interviewer says to you, "I saw a song called The Knot on your set list. I'm not even sure what that is." And you say, "That's a new thing." And he says, "What, a new song?" And you say, "Well, I don't know if you'd call it a song. It's a thing." That made me laugh, okay? So,
Well, these are compositions.
Absolutely, yeah.
Pieces of music that morph, or maybe more aptly put, metastasize over a period of time playing them live, and they gradually grow into these lengthy pieces, some of which are, well, that song is live, it seems to be about an hour, but it's just things that we sort of naturally, intuitively do, say, one night, and then we'll have a sound check the next day and decide to extend that section and discard another, and things just keep transforming as we go, and that's how they, so they're not really songs, but they're kind of huge adventures and dynamics, I suppose.
I'm with you. Right, that explains a lot. And also, I know that you can play for anything up to 3 hours, can't you, which must be exhausting.
Yeah, well, you know, Bruce Springsteen does it.
Yeah, but it's not the same, is it? Well, anyway, no offense.
He's better.
Okay. And so you are playing, you're playing in Birmingham at the Asylum. I love this. You're playing the Asylum in Birmingham on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, you're playing at the Drunk Festival in Belgium.
Dunk.
Oh, it says Drunk here.
Yeah, I know. It's probably a misprint, but it's Dunk or something like that.
Well, I think they need to change it back. They need to change it back to the Drunk Festival, I think. And then you're playing in Bristol. And then, as you say, you're playing on Saturday, you're playing at the Roundhouse in London, which is a legendary venue.
Yes, indeed.
Have you played there before?
Yes.
Right, okay.
One time.
Okay, it's a big old unit. And then you are playing another big old unit, the Victoria Warehouse, which is just 5 minute walk over there, on Sunday. And that's alongside the Fall, Royal Trucks, and This Is Not This Heat, Sex Swing, Little Annie, and Loop.
That's fantastic.
Will you be watching any of the other bands on the bill that day, do you think?
I suspect so, indeed.
Yeah, no, excellent stuff. Okay. Right, and then I also like the fact that you are playing, where was it, the Psycho Festival in Las Vegas.
Yes, that should be interesting. We've played a couple metal festivals. It's educational.
What are the other bands on the bill? Do you know, is it?
Yeah, you know, it's just an interesting kind of world for us to be a part of briefly.
Are you going to wear spandex on the night, do you think?
Well, I wear spandex under my clothes all the time.
I should have known.
As well as nails and spikes and other painful objects.
Bit of wasp, never goes amiss, eh? Okay, so Swan's live in the room. You've got one more tune to do. Are you going to do The Glowing Man? Is that right?
Yes, sir. I should point out that this, what we're going to play, is a portion of the piece, which is normally about 45 minutes long.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was more of an event than a session. That was just amazing. Swans live in session for the last time tonight, sadly. That was The Glowing Man. Thank you so much for coming in, guys. Just amazing.
It is our extreme pleasure to be here with you.
Have you got a day off tomorrow? I think you've earned it, so have a good time.
I will sleep for 24 hours. Thank you.
I can imagine. All right, Swans, thank you very much, guys.
All right, thank you, sir.